Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us today from New Orleans. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on.
What's happening in the Big Easy?
Well, I'm at the New Orleans Investment Conference, which is a great conference. I mean, besides all the smart speakers, they have a great exhibition hall with all these hot up-and-coming companies. What I tend to do is I tend to go and talk to one CEO after another. I mean, you can handle this any way you want to, but it's a great time to come and check out companies and see which ones you might like and which ones you don't.
And, of course, do you get to walk through the French Quarter with your hurricane glass?
Well, if I have time, I will. I have to tell you, I mean, this trip, as these trips always are for me, it's not so much relaxation. It's just go, 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 go. I have one meeting after another after another. So we'll see how that goes. I hope I do have a chance to get out and see the town a little bit.
I was going to say, I've been to those investment conferences. You might as well hold it in Regina, where there's nothing to see anyway, because you're so busy.
Right, bro, you get out of the hotel. That's true.
Yes, Regina, where you can see for miles and miles, to quote The Who. Inflation, what inflation seems to be the attitude of the stock market? Not much reaction to record high U.S. inflation, the highest in 40 years.
I have to think all the bear news was priced in. What we're seeing is just a reflex action. This is basically the algos and the bots running the table. They sold off hard, I think took out a lot of people's stops this morning, and then they're coming in. And once they start buying, you know, it's the algos and the bots racing each other. That's what they do all the time. So they are bidding it way up. I wouldn't read too much into one day's price action. As I often tell my subscribers, the biggest rallies come in bear markets. That said, I would like there to be a sustainable rally. You know, I'd love us to have a real bottom. I just don't think we get that until the Fed blinks on rate hikes.
And do you think they will anytime soon?
You know, that's a particular Sphinx riddle I haven't figured out. I mean, if they were saying they would, they've accomplished what they want to with what they can do. I mean, the Fed can hike rates from here to the moon. That won't change oil prices. The Fed can hike from here to the moon. That won't change a lot of things. There's a lot of things. I mean, how much does the Fed rate hikes affect supply chains, for example? So there's only so much they can do. What they have done now is they've given themselves plenty of room if they have to cut in the future. They've already done that. They've choked off a lot of the easy money, which is why stocks have come back down to, if not reasonable levels, certainly more reasonable than they have been in the past year. And so I think they should stop. That does not mean they will. In fact, they keep talking more and more hawkishly as if they're going to keep raising rates. I think there's a 75 basis point priced in for November and a 50 basis point for December. I don't know what will happen, but that's what the market's view is of it right now.
President Biden is going to pardon people who had federal pot convictions for simple possession. Has that brightened up the prospects for marijuana stocks?
Well, that and the... Well, it's a qualified answer. That was a good thing, I guess, for those people who have federal convictions on pot. None of them are in prison, but at least it takes it off the record. I was reading a thing online about a guy who was caught smoking pot in a federal park. When you smoke pot in a federal park, that's breaking a federal law. So he had that on his record. So it'll go away. What really sent pot stocks higher was that Biden also said that he's going to look to have marijuana rescheduled to no longer be a class one drug on there with heroin and LSD. So I think that's what gave the market heart. Since then, we've seen a sell-off as people realize it isn't going to happen anytime soon. It's not like Biden can just say, okay, change the schedule on that. It has to go through Congress. And we know what a swamp Congress is trying to get anything done. You know? I mean, I think that was a shot of reality afterwards, but it is promising. It's progress. We just need to see follow-through. Probably by this time next year, it'll probably have happened. I don't know if people can trade on it in that time frame. But I think there are some pot stocks that look cheap. I call them my racehorses of reefer. And now they could get cheaper, you know. But again, what happens with the pot stocks is really a reflection of how the market views what the Fed is going to do. Because pot stocks are, they are some of the most beta names you've ever seen. You know, when the market goes up, they tend to really go up. And when the market goes down, they get sold off into the gutter. So if you see the market turn around, you'll see pot stocks turn around. And like I said, a year from now, probably we will have marijuana rescheduled to not be on Schedule One anymore.
Well, Canada is one of the few countries that's made marijuana legal, and yet the big pot companies here continue to lose money hand over fist. What was the problem there?
Well, they built all those damned greenhouses, right? Which I yelled about to my subscribers when they started doing it. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's when we started selling those stocks. I mean, that was just so dumb. How expensive those greenhouses are. What are you going to use them for now? Are you going to use them to grow flowers? They don't need them. They grew way more pot than they needed. I think they're destroying pot at this point, aren't they? So, you know, I mean, just poorly run companies, better management will come along, realistic expectations of what can happen in the market. Pot is not a panacea. Pot stocks are not El Dorado. They'll just have to adjust. The U.S. has a larger population. I think that we could see some real consolidation down here once things start to move along. You know, we could see big companies snapping up the smaller ones. So I'm more excited about that.
I was going to say, in Canada, with our cold climate, maybe they'll switch those greenhouses to tomatoes or cauliflower, because in the wintertime, the prices that they charge for produce in Canada are outrageous. So perhaps they can bring those prices down.
As long as they can do it cheaply. That's the thing. Greenhouse growing is usually not cheap. It's usually expensive. But, you know, I am not a farmer. Maybe they can make it work. Best of luck to them.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, I hear a lot of talk about uranium. People want to get away from Russian energy supplies, but one of the problems is Russia supplies something like 40% of the uranium as well, not just oil and gas.
Yeah, I know, and uranium's getting no love from the market. Cameco made a deal to buy Westinghouse, and the stock just fell to the floor. It actually looks to me like not a bad deal at all, but the market hated it. The market hates pretty much everything with uranium now. Any news gets your stock sold. You know, I'll be speaking to a uranium company CEO tomorrow, so I'll get his scoop on it. And if I glean anything that's, you know, worth sharing, well, of course, I'm going to share it to my subscribers first, but I will share it the next time you and I talk. It's perplexing to me. We sold Cameco back in September for a small gain. Thank God we did, because, you know, it looks like things are down. But wait, this is the day when the market went down 3% and then went up like 3%, right? So let's see how Cameco is doing today. Maybe they've made back, no. no. Okay, so the market still hates that deal. You know, we'll just have to see how that goes. The Russians do have us over a barrel, but we have plenty of uranium if we want to mine it and process it. So it's a shorter-term problem. There are longer-term solutions. Hopefully we'll pursue those. Longer-term, I am definitely bullish on uranium.
I wonder if Uranium City in Saskatchewan will open again.
I have no no reference of Uranium City whatsoever. I'm sorry. That's not
Yeah, well, it's so old time and been shut down for so long. But now they're re-examining old copper zinc mines. Maybe they can squeeze a bit more out of there because battery metals apparently are useful things.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I just gave a presentation on battery metals. I mean, the demand picture for these things is huge, even ones which are used less than they thought they would. For example, for a while, the demand curve on cobalt was just crazy, going higher and higher. But because of that, they found ways to use less cobalt, so they're changing their forecast on that. But we're still going to use a lot more. Benchmark Minerals Intelligence put out a report just last month about how many mines of different metals will have to be built in order to make the dreams of a new energy future come true. I mean, it's just enormous. We can't build them all in Africa. We can't build them all in South America. Many are going to have to be built here in North America. And I think that's actually something very positive. And I think that one reason why that's a good place to invest. My subscribers took a 200% gain on a lithium junior recently. You know, I mean, those potential gains are out there. We're still holding part of that position because I expect there's more to come. I think that the energy metals just has such tremendous upside. Heck, I mean, we saw the price of lithium go up 229% in the past year, and then the climb got much, much more gradual in the last few months, and then China went on vacation. You may have heard that, and like everybody came back. What's the first thing that happened? Price of lithium in China started ramping up again. You know, I mean, it shows that this is a very strong market. It's a bull market, and people should definitely pay attention to it.
What about crude? Are prices going to ramp up again over the winter?
Oh, I expect so. I mean, we took a lot of crude gains, but we're still holding plenty of crude stocks. Crude and natural gas. I mean, the way natural gas is sold off in the U.S. is kind of a mystery because they're still getting record prices over in Europe. You know, I mean, maybe not as high as they were, but still incredible. And so to have crude under $7 now in the U.S., that seems cheap to me. But what's happening is people are pricing in a recession. And there have been some signs of a recession, some frightening signs. There are also things that are happening that do not line up with a recession at all. That's why this is so confusing. We haven't seen the job losses we'd expect to see going into a recession. Gasoline use is near the top of the five-year range. How does this square with calls for a recession? It's one of the most confounding things. I mean, I can see plenty of reasons why we will have a recession. Most of them are Federal Reserve related. And yet, the consumer seems quite tenacious. Plenty of other things still seem to be hanging in there. So it's going to be a weird recession if we have one.
Well, I guess after 2.5 years of house arrest, basically, people just want to get out there any chance they get.
That is certainly part of it. Did you see the profits that Delta Airlines reported? Everybody's flying the friendly skies. Mm. You know, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of bullish news out there, and yet I can see why the oil market and like other markets are bracing for recession. Because the Fed is not blinking. The Fed is raising interest rates, and that will affect corporate behavior and consumer behavior at some point. The question really is when, and will the Fed blink before it gets too serious? I honestly don't know the answer to that one.
Well, there were 2 years that people weren't spending money on vacation, so maybe they built up their vacation fund, and they plan to spend it no matter what. Maybe bad times are ahead, but at least hit the beach once.
Well, I can tell you the Fed will hate that. The Fed wants us all to stay home and stay home except when we're going back to the office and hunker down and not buy things. That's what the Fed would like. It really wants inflation to cool. It is obsessed with inflation. These last numbers that came out didn't change any minds of the Fed. If anything, it probably made them more hawkish. So we'll have to see what happens. But I'm expecting that 75 basis point hike in November. After that, we'll have to revisit and see if the Fed says anything different. But so far, we're on course for that.
Do you think anything major is going to happen with gold?
Why isn't it higher? I was just in the green room talking to some very smart people who people respect, and we are dumbfounded that gold is not higher right now. It should be higher. It is not. Very, very hard. One thing we have seen over the past several months is we've seen gold sold out of Switzerland and flow into China, which often happens when gold prices are down. When gold prices turn higher, then you start to see gold flow out of China to Switzerland. I guess we have to watch for that to happen, but why isn't gold moving? I mean, again, it all seems to come back to the Fed, because I think at this point, people are anticipating that there's going to be a recession caused by the Fed, and that's going to impact all kinds of things, including gold. That's the only explanation for it, and or the only explanation in my mind. I'm sure people have other explanations as well. And so, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes. We continue to hold our gold positions. I'd like to see them do a lot better. I'm not recommending new gold positions, but, you know, the ones we have, I believe in strongly. So we'll just have to see.
I think one thing that the people who compile these stats that they base their economic moves on that hasn't been factored in is the high rate of retirement. People are hitting retirement, you know, the baby boomers, the last trail end of them, they're all hitting retirement age, and damn it, they want to enjoy what little of their life they have left.
Well, you know, you're right. Combining both those things, I was at a funeral in New Hampshire a month and a half ago, and it's amazing how many of my cousins have retired. Boy, am I jealous of them. I'd love to retire, you know? I mean, I'm kind of busy now. I'm sure my boss would just about keel over if I retired. But, you know, that is something I have planned for my future, is that I would like to move along there. So I can understand that completely. But I am blessed in that I can work from home, you know? And so me and my dog, we like hang out. We discuss stock market strategies. And so I don't have any real complaints, but you can hear the siren song of retirement. That's all I can say when you reach a certain age.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks very much.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. And what other things are you editing right now?
Well, let's see. If you go to Weiss Ratings, look around there, you'll see Wealth Wave. That's Wealth-Wave. Sorry about that. But that's my free e-zine. I have a monthly newsletter called Wealth Megatrends. That's actually doing pretty well. And I have two premium services. One is Supercycle Investor. That's the one we took 200% gains in recently. And the other one is called Resource Trader. And you can guess what that trades. So, you know, that's basically what we're doing.
If you have any questions for Sean or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com, and we'll ask that question for you. Our popular YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.